Blog Talk Radio.
Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are back with me again for another week. Praise the Lamb of God, a PSM Live with Prophetic Perspectives, and we are on the air live in the studio today, thanking and praising God for another great weekend and a good week to look to. Praise the Lord, had an awesome time on Sunday there at the True Church, our Super Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God with communion and everything, and the saints being in the house and just had an awesome time, boy, talking about united witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, and how powerful that is and effective when we're all on one accord in one place with one mind, singleness of heart, united together, praise the Lamb of God for the cause of Christ. Our God backs that up with power, great grace, and great favor. Praise the Lamb of God. And our saints, they're walking in great favor today because they believe God and they believe the report enough, praise the Lamb of God, to rush to the altar and fall on their face in repentance about broken chains, broken relationships, hallelujah, to bring it back together again. We are the reconciled community, the community of Christ, reconciling one another, praise the Lamb of God, to Jesus Christ. Well, to God by Jesus Christ, that's what the word said, that we are, praise, ambassadors of God. Yes, that's right, reconciling the world back to God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so we have to do that on a daily basis, one with another, forgiving each other. Yes, reconciling, forgiving each other, bringing each other back into proper function, praise the Lamb of God, with one another as well as with God and ourselves, so that we can be the example of what God would have us to be in this season. I bless you. I love you. I love each of you today, and thank you for calling in and chiming in already. The lines are lighting up, and we just thank and praise God for each of you that's here today. We're going to continue in our prophetic conversation, praise the Lamb of God, and dialogue that we have been in for the last week or so, and that is concerning the prophets and prophetess of old, and we're just walking straight through the scriptures as the Lord will deposit them in our spirit, and we're regurgitating it back up to you, praise the Lamb of God. So today, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to do some conclusion on Moses, and then we're going to a prophet who you never hear his name being called also as a prophet, and that's something we've been unveiling here, praise the Lamb of God. You never hear this man being called a prophet, but he was indeed a prophet, and his name is Joshua, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're going to look at Joshua or Yeshua, hallelujah, whose synonymous name is synonymous with Jesus in one of its tenses, praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to examine his ministry life and the prophetic life that he flowed in, praise the Lamb of God, later on here in the show. And we're going to talk about that today also as the Lord's Spirit gives us utterance. I am so happy about our intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, there at PSM. But let me tell you something. When you have intercessors on the level that we have them, that's always working, always doing, always pulling something together, working alongside of me, praise the Lamb of God, Shatwan and Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God, and Bertha and Mary, and now Prophet Daryl Sanders is on point, and Sharon and Athelia, and all of these that have come on board, praise the Lamb of God, to be a part of our intercessory movement, Blossom, all of them up in the UK, and all of them that's there, praise the Lamb of God. I'm just thankful. I am Pastor Brad Frazier, Shannon, all of the guys that's there also, praise the Lamb of God. I'm just so happy to have you guys and working with us, praise the Lord, to bring about a viable intercessory, praise the Lamb of God, ministry that supports this ministry to engage in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, for others and this, that, and another. And you're talking about some praying people. We have them right here, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. One of them is in sync right now. Granddaughter, I know your number. Granddaughter, is that you?
This is me, Granddaddy. This is me.
How you doing, Elder? Elder Shatwan, is all well today?
All well today. Everything
well, praise the Lord. We're happy to hear that. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. How was y'all Super Sunday?
Sunday was wonderful. It was a long
Sunday was
day. It was wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know this weather's been super. That's for sure. Praise the Lord. And I'm still kind of raspy from the Sunday event, even though I did wear a turtleneck home, it still was cold and all of that kind of stuff going on. We got more snow and all that, but you know, the Lord is just so good, you can't complain about these things, you know? You just have to keep on going and keep on pressing and doing what you do for Jesus. Hallelujah. And then, you know, of course, I enjoyed preaching Sunday. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, did I enjoy preaching Sunday. It was wonderful. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for the ministry we have there. Now, What are we? What? Talk to us today, praise. It's Testimony Tuesday, Saints of God. We know that the lines are here for you to call in. Those of you who are listening to my voice, you can call area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio. You can push one on your pad there on your phone, and you can come in queue, give your testimony, give your praise report. We're here to listen to them. We want to hear them. Praise the Lamb of God. At the same time, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can give prayer requests and this, that, and another. We are here, praise the Lamb of God, ministering to you. Hallelujah. Not ministering to ourselves. But I want to ask granddaughter, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My spiritual granddaughter here, Shatwan over in Chicago, who is one of our leads in our intercessory ministry. Talk to us about intercessory ministry right quick. We got a special guest coming on Friday who's going to be with us in the person of Gracie McCoy. Gracie McCoy is going to be with us on Friday, praise the Lamb of God, and she is one of the international intercessory prayer shakers and movers in our country, praise the Lamb of God, to date, and she's going to be on with us on Friday. Talking about intercessory prayer, talking about prophetic praying and all of this. So you're all invited to make sure you be with us on Friday. Also, we're talking about prayer because prayer, praise the Lamb of God, is the undergarment of the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're not praying, you ain't doing too much prophesying either. You're not praying, you ain't hearing God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is the undergarment of the prophetic. So, tell us what is our focus, our daughter, this week, and do you have our focus together yet on what we're praying about and what our vision is this week?
Yes, we do. I'm pulling it up now that we do have our focus this week for the intercessors, and
praise.
I know that we're focusing on the prophetic promises that
all right.
God has promised. For 2014, we're focusing
the
on
prophetic promises of God for 2014. All right.
Amen. We're focusing on the youth.
We're praying for our young people.
That's right. We're covering them and focusing on them. We're also praying for the bondages on people's lives to be broken, these strongholds to break the strong man.
My God.
And we're corporately continuing. We're praying for the divine alignment of our lives with his word.
All right. All right. And the divine alignment of his word, for us to be
yes.
in divine alignment with God's word.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of
yes.
God. Oh, my God, I like that one. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're laying them out. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God. And so this gives you some focus and some direction in your prayer life. Those of you who would like to join us in bombarding heaven concerning these vital points that our lead intercessor has placed before us today, we want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we have focus and that we have purpose in prayer. We don't want to be shooting in the air at nothing because you're bound to hit what you shoot at. And that is nothing. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that we don't get anything from God because when we pray amiss. Praise the Lamb of God. We just throwing words out into the air. But when you have focus and you are aimed at something, you tend to stay in that until you receive it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we want to seek God's face in these various areas as well as whatever your what's on your heart and your need. You ain't got to go out and search for a need. Praise the Lamb of God. They present themselves to us daily. Amen. They present themselves to us daily and then people that we come in contact with, praise the Lamb of God, that have needs also. So know we're here for you. Praise the Lamb of God, interceding for you and praying for you. And a shout out to go out to God for these men and women, praise the Lamb of God, who sacrificed their time, their day, and their nights, praise the Lamb of God, by giving themselves to prayer, to cover our prayer lives. I thank God for each and every one of them that calls my name in prayer. I really do. I'm appreciative. I tell God thank you for them, and I pray for them. Praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord would keep them blood covered also. Wait a minute. Here comes your sister. Here your sister is, I believe this is, Erica 864. Your mic is hot.
Hi, Pastor. Hi, Shatwan.
Hey, Sylvia.
Is this my Sylvia?
It is Sylvia.
I asked you, is this my Sylvia? Now, it's a lot of Sylvias, but is this my Sylvia?
Yes, Pastor, this is your Sylvia.
Is this my daughter?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lord. I wonder, how you feeling, daughter? I've been praying for you. You feeling better?
I feel better, just weak. But I do feel better. So I praise God
okay,
for that.
Praise God. You sound a little better. You sound a little better. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was worried about you there for a minute, boy. That book had you rolling. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But we thank God. As a matter of fact, I had a bout with it really Sunday. But nobody really knew it. I had a bout with it. I don't know. Maybe I caught it from Gabby or what happened. She had a little thing, and it hit me Sunday. But I grabbed it, dressed, and gave that. Shatwan gave me some stuff. What you call that stuff, Shatwan, in that orange bottle?
Antibiotic.
No, that liquid stuff.
Oh, some cod liver oil.
Oh, Lord. Orange. It's orange. So
yes,
I took me a couple of tablespoons of that. And
knocked
it right on out.
Wow. Now, Shatwan, you should have told me that, because I would have been in the store and getting me some.
Went to church preaching like I was crazy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It was a wonderful, wonderful day. Praise God. Thank God for the orange bottle. Amen. That's a twine sent me. All right. Now, tell us some more. Do you have any more to add to us for our prayer focus or anything? Or are you in sync with us? What you want to say to us? Sylvia.
Oh, Sylvia, me.
Sylvia.
No, sir. I just came online to be in queue, here and available.
Oh, that is, look at that, boy. I'm telling you, that's what I'm talking about. Soldiers of the cross just standing, waiting on marching orders. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, it's prayer time. It's time for us to go to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know some others are here. Praise the Lord. We're praying for Bertha Pruitt this week, who's preparing her first message for this Sunday coming, that is going to be shared with us at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. Been talking and praying with her. Praise the Lord, even on yesterday. And we want to make sure that we keep the woman of God covered in prayer. I know that there's a dynamic ministry down on the inside of Bertha Pruitt that is really springing late. Praise the Lamb of God. She's late blossoming, and we want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we are exposed to the depths of that, of what God has in store for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, today we're praying for our sick and shut-in. We're praying for those, praise the Lamb of God, who are in convalescent homes. We're praying for those, oh, yes, behind prison walls, my God, in correction centers, detention centers. We're praying for you. God loves you. God loves you. You may not think it because you're locked up, but many of you are locked up because God wants to save your life. Praise the Lamb of God. He didn't leave you in the streets to be shot down by the police or by drug dealers or whatever else, but he locked you up to save you like a precious, precious piece of jewelry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you let his transforming power and his word enter into you right there where you are, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to be free and free indeed. We're praying for, praise the Lamb of God, our nation, our government. We're praying for our youth today, our young people. We keep them on the burner because they are the oncoming generation. They're the oncoming generation. And I was watching a presentation even last night about one of the societies that are trying to instill their way, praise the Lamb of God, on our society and impact. And they said you have to go through the children. The children are the way, praise the Lamb of God, to make anything change in the future. You have to infuse the children today. So we're changing the generation through our young people, through prayer, through participation in their lives, through presenting Christ to them, the Christ event, as well as the Christos, the power of God, the anointing, praise the Lamb of God. So we're praying for them also. And we're asking you and you and you to join us in prayer for our sick, praise the Lamb of God, and all of those that need Jesus as a healer in whatever dimension. Somebody's heart is hurting. Somebody's broken. Yes, yes. Somebody really needs Jesus today. And we're asking you to come and join us in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As our daughters, praise the Lamb of God, come before the throne of grace today. Sylvia, Shatwan, whichever one of you are going to lead out today, praise the Lamb of God, it's your time now. You all have the mic, praise the Lamb of God, and we're here praying with you guys.
Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for today.
Hallelujah.
God. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us, God, for our sins, God. Those things that we do, God, those things that we fall short when you tell us to walk in obedience, God. Oh, God, when we fail, oh, God, to be attentive to your voice, oh, God. Oh, Father, we ask that you forgive us, God. Oh, Father, and we forgive those that trespassed against us, oh, God. But, Father, we come today to lift you up, God. We come today, God, to lift your children up to you, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We adore you, Father. We love on you for just being God. Thank you, Lord, that our hearts are pumping today, God. Thank you, Lord, that the blood is still running warm, God. Thank you, Lord, that
that's
our minds are stayed on you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you the praise today, God. We give you the glory today, Father.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we come, God. Lifting up those in homes, oh, God. Oh, God, just step by their room, oh, God. Hug on them, Lord. Love on them, God. Remind them, God, that you're still God. Remind them, God, that you knew this day, oh, God. Remind them, God, that you care for them, oh, God, no matter their age, no matter their circumstances, God. Some still need to know you for themselves, oh, God. So, Father, begin to prick their hearts, God. Begin to have them call on your name, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, that you're going to sweep through each home there is, oh, God, and flood it with your love and your peace, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, in advance, oh, God, for your children, oh, God, that's coming into the kingdom, God. Oh, Father, we lift up the youth to you, Father. We bind every trick and plan of the enemy, oh, God. It will backfire in his face, Father, for your children will know who they are, God. Every spirit of low self-esteem, every spirit of no identity, God, every spirit of lack, oh, God, every spirit that tries to tell them they're no one, oh, God, but God, begin to open up their eyes, God, begin to open up their hearts, oh, God, that they are yours, oh, God, that you do have a plan for their lives, oh, God, and it's to prosper them, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, that you're going to begin to shower them with your love, oh, God. You're going to begin to call their names in the midnight hour, oh God. Oh God, we send, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord, that they're protected, oh God, no matter where they go, oh God. Oh God, cover their anointing, God, under the blood of Jesus. Oh God, hide them, oh God. Oh God, till it's time for them to come out, oh God. Oh God, but use them mightily for your kingdom, God. Every man and woman of God that you've called them to be, God, they will walk into their destiny, oh God. Oh God, they will proclaim your name, oh God. They shall live and not die, God. We thank you right now that the atmosphere is changing in their homes, oh God, for the good, oh God. Not only will they be saved, oh God, but their households will be saved, oh God. So Father, we thank you in advance, oh God, that they'll be a light in a dark place, oh God, a light that'll never go out, God. Oh God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory, glory, glory. We lift them up before you, God. Oh God, shelter them, oh God. Comfort them, oh God. Minister to them, oh God. Remind them, God, who they are in you, oh Lord. Every lion spirit, we cancel you in the name of Jesus. No longer shall you lie to the children of God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Every deceiving spirit, we bind you up in the name of Jesus, and we superimpose the spirit of the living God, that truth prevails. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. For those in the system, God, remind them, God, that you love them, God. Remind them, God, that you have a plan for them, Lord, the plan of salvation, oh, God. Maybe you had to sit them down, God, so they could hear you, God. Maybe you had to sit them down to protect them behind closed doors, oh, God. Maybe you had to sit them down to keep them, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to minister to them, oh, God. Keep their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, protect them inside the walls, oh, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh, God, over them, oh, God. We thank you in advance, oh, God, that nothing can come against the blood of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, the demons tremble, Lord. So no matter where they are in their life, oh, God, we speak Jesus, the everlasting Jesus, the all-knowing Jesus, oh, the Jesus with all power and authority. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that the enemy bow down today to the name of Jesus. Every trick and plan that you have is exposed. Every trick and plan that you have will backfire in your face and destroy your camp. Every disease and sickness you sit on the people of God, oh, God, it will backfire and destroy his camp, oh, God. Your people shall stand up, oh, God, and call on the name of the living God. Your people, oh, God, is going to be healed from the inside out, God. Hallelujah to your name, oh, God. Strength, oh, God, for their bodies, oh, God. Refresh, renew, and revive, oh, God, in the Holy Ghost, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Lord God, for this day, God, the day that you have already prepared, God. We're going to walk in it, oh, God, and we're going to walk in victory, oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, a new day, oh, God, a new day to seek you, God, a new day to love on you, Lord. A new day to call those things as though they are, God. A new day to cancel the plans of the enemies of God. A new day, oh God, to draw closer to you, God. A new day, God, to develop this relationship called love with my master. Love with my Father, God. Oh God, love, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for the love, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you love me first, God. Hallelujah. See your name. See, the enemy thought he was going to shut my mouth, but I come to serve him. Notice, you just stirred up the fire in this temple. Oh, God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes, God, yes to your will, God, and yes to your way, oh, God. We're snatching your people out of the pits, oh, God. We're snatching them out of the fire, oh, God, from the north, south, east, and west, oh, God. Your children are coming in, oh, God. Oh, yes, God, they're coming in, oh, God. They're running to see what this gospel is about, God. They're running to see what you're all about, God. So, Father, show forth your love, oh, God. Minister to them, oh, God. Love on them, God. Because what the world has to offer, God, is nothing, oh, God. Oh, God, because it leads to death, oh, God. But what you have to offer, God, leads to eternal life, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, for eternal life, oh, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that he got up on the third day. And we thank you, Lord, that the same power that's in Jesus is in us, God. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. No longer will we sit in the back row, oh God, but God will take our place, oh God, on the front row, oh God. Oh God, warring for the promise, oh God. Warring for the things of God, oh God. Warring that we'll take this nation back, oh God. Because of the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. See, we're walking in our high places, God. Oh, God, we're seated in high places with you, God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Never shall my mouth be closed, oh, God, until you call me home, God. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God, for victory, oh, God. Victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for every soul, oh God, that you're bringing into the kingdom. Oh, God, cover them and wrap them, oh, God, in your precious love and the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, and we honor you, God, for just being God. Hallelujah. And bless your name, Father.
Bless the name.
Amen and amen. Glory, glory. Glory, Jesus. Glory, Jesus.
Hallelujah, because we believe your word. Hallelujah, we believe the report. We look to you for the manifestation of your promises. Hallelujah, in this season, God. Hallelujah, everything that we've spoken, we're believing you for. Yes, Father. That every promise spoken to us, hallelujah, will come into fruition. That the manifestation of your power and your glory be on your children mightily, Father. Hallelujah. Let your promises manifest in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We give you your word back to you, Father. Hallelujah. The promises that you have made. Ah, God, your good word, your good word, your good word. Hallelujah, for you are God that cannot lie. Bless us now. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father. We give you glory.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Woo, I love God today. Oh, my goodness, what a powerful prayer. I like that little song. I want more of thee. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, we praise God for this. Our daughter Sylvia, boy, y'all know this girl, and led us to the throne of grace with power. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. On testimony, too. Oh, I got a testimony that God's got a daughter who can call on his name. Praise the Lamb of God, and she's think here. With Shatwan, praise the Lamb of God, Elder Shatwan out of Chicago, praise the Lamb of God, and that's our own daughter Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God out of Carolina, and we thank and praise God for them both today. Praise the Lamb of God, tag teaming here with me in the studio, and we praise God. Boy, I tell you, I know y'all say, you always talking about them intercessors. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, I agree with Abraham Lincoln. I'd rather have, or was it George Washington, one of the presidents that said, I'd rather have an army coming against me than 50 women bowed in prayer against me. I'd rather have a whole army, fleet coming after me with guns than to have 50 women on their knees praying against me. I'd rather have an army. I'd rather have 50 women praying for me than a whole army fighting for me. Praise the Lamb of God. I'd rather have the 50 women bowed in prayer, interceding on my behalf. Hallelujah. While I'm going through, I believe God's going to hear and God will move at the behest of prayer. That's how much I believe in the works of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm a prayer man myself. I believe in prayer. I believe in the works of prayer. Yes, I do the mechanics of prayer. I believe that the people of God ought to pray without ceasing. I believe it. I believe the people of God should pray knowing that they have a precious gift, an opportunity to be in the presence of God, and a precious gift to communicate with him like no other in the earth but man can do. Hallelujah. Why should we neglect such a great gift as this, that we can communicate with our Creator, with our God, our King, our Lord, and come into fellowship with him on a level that he calls us friend, that he calls us son, that he calls us daughter. My goodness gracious, who would neglect such a great gift? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then we can pray for each other on each other's behalf, and he'll hear me about you. Praise the Lamb of God, when he won't hear you about yourself because of your condition. Praise the Lamb of God. But he'll hear somebody else on your behalf. What a God we serve. And allow his spirit to tell me to pray for you and you to pray for me when we can't pray for ourselves. What an awesome God we serve, people. Did he just lay me on your heart? And you don't even know why. You driving down the street and all of a sudden, I just fall in your spirit heavy. And you just start praying for me. Lord, look on prophet. I don't know why he on me like this today. Lord, remember the prophet. Lord, take care. Lord, God. And you start, and God move at your behest because you interceded for me. When I'm in a position that I can't pray for myself. What manner of God is this that he loves us so much? Hallelujah. Oh, he's an awesome God. That's what he is. He's awesome. He's awesome. We're going to talk about more of that. Don't forget, Gracie McCoy is going to be with us Friday. Oh, Pastor Gracie McCoy is going to be with us Friday here on the show. And we're going to have a wonderful talking time when she get on here. Boy, oh, boy, prophesying and doing all that she's going to be doing also. Praise the Lamb of God. Here on our show. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you guys so much. I love each of you. It's Testimony Tuesday.
Amen.
Who has something to talk about? Where is a testimony?
I got a testimony.
You got one? My ears are hanging out for you.
Amen. Well, my testimony is that about a month ago, my pastor told me, because we had been not in Bible class over the holidays, and we were going to start back Bible class the 1st of February. And my pastor came to me and told me, she said, well, the Holy Ghost said that you're going to be teaching Bible class. And immediately fear came up in me because I've never been a teacher. I never thought of myself as a teacher, and I never seen the teacher in me. And all the way up until yesterday, I was just like kind of nervous and scared about teaching this class. And we started on the book of Acts, and I kept saying, okay, Lord, how am I going to go about teaching this class, because it seemed like no matter how I studied, I still couldn't grasp what was going on in the scripture. And about 2 hours before the class, I went on the internet and I found this website that started to show me and open up the scriptures to me. And I just thank God that when I had to teach, that fear immediately left me, and I began to teach with the Holy Ghost. And I just thank God that what God saw in me, she saw in me, and then I saw it in me. And I just thank God, because I was a nervous wreck, but I thank God that the teacher in me came out and that God is showing me how to birth those gifts out and use them. And that's my testimony.
Well, you know what? That is a wonderful and powerful leadership testimony in you birthing and emerging from your shell, praise the Lamb of God, into what God would have you to be in this season, and that your mother, praise the Lamb of God, who is your pastor, is seeing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and discerning where you need to be and what needs to be done in order to equip you for the assignment that's ahead of you. I am proud, praise the Lamb of God. You spoke a couple of things there that I know you're not even aware of, and that is, number one, that the Truth Church is going through the book of Acts also, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, we're in the book of Acts. And number two, praise the Lamb of God, our first Bible class is starting tonight also, our first Tuesday night. We just came back from our break. So our churches are moving in the same vein at the same time, the same purpose, praise the Lamb of God. And we just praising God for that, that we have that type of connection in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But what a wonderful, wonderful opportunity of growth and development on the church's part to have you as the Bible class teacher. And then also, praise the Lamb of God, what a wonderful opportunity for you to grow even more and develop as you're teaching, praise the Lamb of God, ministering and experiencing what you're teaching about, praise the Lamb of God, there at New Beginnings. And we're just praising God. Somebody else ought to be excited about it. Hallelujah. What a wonderful testimony. If you have a testimony today, push one on your telephone pad, and we will bring you in queue, and you can give your testimony today. Praise the Lamb of God. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. And I believe I'll testify while I have a chance. Praise the Lamb of God, because I may not have the chance anymore. That's the old song you said. I believe I'll testify while I do have this chance. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. The Lord is extremely good to us. Praise the Lamb of God. I said extremely. He is extremely good to us, and we need to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we are good to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is so good to us. He does so much for us. Praise the Lamb. And I believe that many of us are spoiled in our reciprocation of the blessings of God until we do not even mention it or see it as anything to testify about. Now, it's one thing that we have to give our forefathers, praise the Lamb of God, our grandparents and stuff, credit for. They praise God for the little things. They thank God for the food that was on the table,
hallelujah,
for the clothes that were on their back, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, yes, for having a bed to lay in and a roof over their head. Hallelujah. And you have to come to a place, people of God, hallelujah, to know that whatever is happening in your life that's sustaining you, that it is the hand of God. Hallelujah. And that God is moving on your behalf, even when you're not aware, even behind the scenes. God is doing something on purpose for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And sometimes we just get too comfortable in the provision of God, in the protection of God. I'm saying something here. In the provision, the protection, and the peace of God, until we don't even know that it's really a testimony in itself. Hallelujah. Who watches you go in and out at night? Who sees you in the pots at Target and Kmart and the grocery store? Who, praise the Lamb of God, watches over you going to and fro? Who is it when you're going to work? Hallelujah. When you're going in and out to the house of God, who watches you? Who covers you? Nobody but God. Hallelujah. Who has an angel standing beside you? Nobody but God. Hallelujah. My God. When you left your door unlocked, nobody walked in. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Windows open at your house right now, unlocked. Hallelujah. But God is watching over your house. But God has made the prowler not even come to your door to check your door. You don't even understand the mechanism of God, that the heart of man is in his hand and he turns it any way he wants to. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. You need to understand the peace of God that you can sleep at night upon your bed. That's a testimony. When there's thousands and thousands and countless thousands of people who need medication to go to sleep, and you can go and lay down on your bed and go to sleep and sleep all night and rest. The peace of God that surpasses man's understanding belongs to us. It's a testimony in itself. Hallelujah. Then look in your refrigerator. Look in your cupboards. Hallelujah. Is there food to eat? Oh, my God. What a testimony. Look in your closet. Is clothes to wear? What a testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then some of us have never heard God's voice before, have heard him in this season. What a testimony. Hallelujah. That you are now hearing God. What a testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. That the God of the universe has spoken and you have heard, that you are online with God. What a testimony. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. I believe I'll testify while I have the chance, because I may not have the chance anymore. And I recognize, hallelujah, whatever I'm enjoying today, I'm enjoying it by the grace of God. Wherever, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh my goodness, whatever strength I have today, I have it by the grace of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be a blessing to yourself, and don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, neither be ashamed of your testimony, but to share what good things God has done for you, because he is an awesome God, and we should love him in that way. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God, we are going to go get prepared now for our lesson of the day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray that you are sharing. Yes, I hope and pray that you are sharing this show with others. Praise the Lamb of God, so that they can glean and be a part of the reciprocation of these lessons that we've been teaching here of late. Last week when we ended with Moses. Praise the Lamb of God, the man of God, the prophet of God, this dynamic prophet. Oh, my goodness, you talking about a man of God. You talking about a prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. That prophet, oh, my goodness, what a wonderful a person he was as it relates to doing the will of God, turning from his own, praise the Lamb of God, assignment of life, taking on the burden and the responsibility of taking the children of Israel across the Sinai Desert, and then, praise the Lamb of God, bringing them to a place, praise the Lamb of God, where that they could be reunited with God, hallelujah, on the level that Abraham was. And a lot of things that we have even skipped over concerning God communicating with them and desiring to talk to Israel, and this even though they refused to hear the voice of God because of the power that came with the voice, hallelujah, and their position of wrongness, yet God wanted fellowship. God wanted communion with his people, and that's saying more than a mouthful, that God wanted communion and fellowship with his people. Praise the Lamb of God. We have to look at, praise the Lamb, that Moses, in his final years, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, had to have a protege. He had to have someone who flowed with him in ministry. And I don't even know if Moses was aware during his tenure. I believe he really thought he was going to take the children of Israel all the way into the promised land, praise the Lamb of God, because it was somewhat of a shock to him when the Lord told him that he could not go into the promised land because his hands were stained with blood and because he had cursed the people. So he could not go into the promised land. And then the Lord told him, but I have chosen Joshua. I have chosen Joshua, the son of Nun, praise the Lamb of God, to be, praise the Lamb of God, your successor. And Joshua was Moses' minister. He ministered unto Moses. He lifted up the arms of Moses, him and Caleb. They were his armor bearers. They were his assistants. They did the footwork for him and things of that nature. And they were two of the originals who came out of Egypt, praise the Lamb of God, very young enough, you know, very young, and young enough to endure the 40 years of going across the desert. And now they are privileged to go into the promised land, but they're going in as leaders, praise the Lamb of God. Now, if you read, praise the Lamb of God, the book of Joshua, in the first few chapters there, chapter 1, 2, and 3, you will see the calling of Joshua, that the Lord calls Joshua, praise the Lamb of God, and allows him to know, listen to these words, just as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Just as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you, praise the Lamb of God. This calling, this disclosure and revelation to Joshua is a deeper one than he had ever knew, because in all of the sightings, in all of the going in the mountain with Moses, he was never privileged to enter the cloud of God to hear the voice of God as God spoke to Moses. Praise the Lamb of God. Now God has given him a special disclosure. Again, people of God, we see this redundantly in all of the prophets of old of Scripture. Praise the Lamb of God, that God is the initiator. Men do not call prophets. Praise the Lamb of God. When a man call a prophet, when a man call a minister, he's calling that person to be a prophet unto himself, a prophet or a minister unto himself, and not a minister unto God. Praise the Lamb of God. I cannot call you to be a minister unto God. I cannot consecrate and ordain you to be a minister unto God and make it official and make it work between you and God. God has to be the initiator of that call. Praise the Lamb of God. So let's understand that straight out, that God has to be the initiator of that call. I don't care how powerful your man or woman of God seem to be and how much they think they have closeness with God. They do not have the right, praise the Lamb of God, to call anyone into the ministry of Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, without God calling. Now, without God calling, when it comes down to these particular offices and things that we're speaking of, praise the Lamb of God, here in the prophetic realm. Now, Joshua is called, praise the Lamb of God, and God has made a solemn promise to him that he would be with him. I want you to notice, and this is what I've been trying to bring out in the prophets that we're studying, some things that's not on the surface. First of all, I want you to notice some things that's characteristic and Joshua right off. Number one, he was faithful. Praise the Lamb of God. He was 40 years faithful. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. 40 years. Shatwan, he was 40 years an assistant or associate minister, hallelujah, at the church in the wilderness. 40 years. Didn't try to split the church. Didn't try to take part of it over on the other side of a mountain and say, we're going to go our way. 40 years faithful to his leader. 40 years faithful to his leader. That's saying something about a man right there.
Yes, it is.
40 years. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Submissive. 40 years saying, yes, sir. 40 years saying, I'll do it. 40 years running to perform it on behalf of his leader. Praise the Lamb of God. 40 years going in the mountain with Moses. 40 years holding his arms up. 40 years he had his back. That's what you call faithfulness.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God. We don't see that type of faithfulness today.
No, we don't, Prophet. No, we don't.
We don't see that type of faithfulness today. Praise
Come
the Lamb of God. Say what now?
They're leaving 2 months. Come on now, if it ain't what they want.
If it ain't what they want, praise the Lamb of God. And don't understand the marinating of this, the anointing and the Spirit of God upon their life when they're faithful to their leader that will take them to a place, praise the Lamb of God, to give them esteem and greatness in God for because of their fidelity. God was already designing Joshua, shaping Joshua to be the leader. Shaping him to be the leader. I have chosen, he said. Not you, Moses. Moses might have been looking at somebody else. I have chosen Joshua to succeed you. Joshua will take them into the promised land. So I want you to notice that about. The next thing I want you to notice about Joshua was he was not a fearful man. Joshua was brave enough when they went in to the spies, before the spies and came back with the report. It was Joshua and Caleb that when the other 10 spies went in and came back with their report saying, we were as grasshoppers in our own eyes. For the sons of Anak is in the land, there's giants in the land. It was Joshua and Caleb who jumped up and said, we are well able to take it. They didn't see themselves as grasshoppers. Neither did they see the men as giants. They saw themselves equal, and with God on their side, they saw themselves of greater propensity, if you would, a match for those that they were about to face. They were not fearful people. Praise the Lamb of God. One of the things you'll find redundant in the callings and in the initiations of the prophets of God is God telling some of them over and over again, fear not their faces. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Because this is a contagious disease that affects our faith and our operation in God. It's fear. Praise the Lamb of God. And we fear people. We fear rejection. We fear being talked about. Oh, I'm talking about something right here now. Hallelujah. We fear. Yes, God. We fear. Hallelujah. All of these things that come against us. Praise the Lamb of God. And we fear a lot of times even the Lord being with us. Hello. Praise the God. We fear sometimes thinking that God is not going to do what God says he's going to do. All of this has to be erased from our minds, from the spectrum, has to be removed from us, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can be faithful servants of God. Fear must be dealt with. Joshua was not a fearful man. Praise the Lamb of God. He was strong and confident, praise the Lamb of God, in the man that he was. There is no signs of fear, praise the Lamb of God. God didn't even mention it to him, don't be fearful. When the Lord called Joshua, Joshua didn't say nothing about it. He couldn't talk. His tongue was messed up. He had to go home and do something. Joshua received the calling and ran with the calling. Praise the Lamb of God. Was confident, and it could have been that he saw so much in the ministry of Moses, praise the Lamb of God, and the faith that Moses exemplified throughout the whole Egyptian encounter, the wilderness experience, manna being rained down from heaven every day as provision. quails from the sea as provision, water from the rocks, armies destroyed. Joshua fought against Amalek in that battle, praise the Lamb of God. All of this, Joshua saw the power and demonstration of God through the man Moses. So for God to come to Joshua and say, just as I was with Moses, come on now, so shall I be with you. And then Moses gives Joshua his staff and everything. Oh, my goodness. And tells him, when you enter into the land, take this and put it into the ark of the covenant of God and this, that, and another. Boy, let me tell you something. Fortitude and some fortification in the faith of Joshua, and that gave him the backbone that he had to be strong, praise the Lamb of God, to be courageous. And that's what the Lord tells him, only be thou courageous. That's what the Lord told him, only be thou courageous. Take courage, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for I am with you. And his courageousness, this courage that God had Joshua to exemplify was because Joshua had to do something that Moses didn't have to do, and that was become a military defense. Joshua had to fight battles in order to secure the promised land and the surrounding borders so that the children of Israel could possess the land and have peace. And so there was many battles for him to fight, praise the Lamb of God. So God told him to be courageous, hallelujah, to be courageous. In other words, praise the Lamb of God, I want you to be excited about battling, because you're going to have to encounter some enemies, praise the Lamb of God, and fight some battles. But you be courageous, knowing that I'm with you. Be just as frisky, praise the Lamb of God, and spry as a prize fighter, knowing that the battle is yours. I'm with you, praise the Lamb of God. So he encourages Joshua in that way. Watch this, praise the Lamb of God. Another thing stems out is he talks up to Joshua about his level of obedience to his word. Praise the Lamb of God. And he tells Joshua, if you obey my word, if you obey my precepts, if you obey, praise the Lamb of God, my word, then, come on, talk to me now. Will you have good success? Then will you have good success? Praise the Lamb of God. He gives him the recipe for success. Praise the Lamb of God. Told him to be courageous. Told him to obey that word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you obey all my commandments, then will you have good success. Is not this the problem with us as followers of Christ? Is not this the problem with us who are in leadership, that we just won't obey, that we just won't walk in the commandments, we just won't walk in the precepts, we won't walk in the oracles, we just won't do what God would have us to do, if we start designing our own way, making our own plans, doing our own things according to the way we want them, the way we like them, and not the orders of God. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of us who are being leadership so long, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm guilty of it too. I'll be the first one to admit it. Till we start looking ahead of ourselves, Shatwan, and start planning for retirements and things of this nature. Is that what God desires for your life? How do you know you're going to live that old? Who told you? Who told you you need to plan for retirement? Who told you that this is the way you're going out? How do you know this thing? How do you know these things? So one has to come face to face, praise the Lamb of God, with what God is saying to you versus, praise the Lamb of God, what you're saying to yourself and what you want to do, because even what you want to do sometimes can be contrary to the will of God. And it may not seem like contrary, but it could be contrary to the will of God. And you may be planning for something that God is never intending on you experiencing. Hello, Lightbulbs. You may be something that God has never intended on you experiencing. So in all thy ways, hallelujah, lean not to your own understanding. That's right. But in all your ways, do what? Acknowledge him and let God direct your path. Praise the Lamb of God. This Joshua was the basis before he went a step. God laid out for him in these first couple of chapters, laid out for him, praise the Lamb of God, his success journey as a prophet of God. You know, why you call him a prophet? Ain't nowhere nobody called Joshua a prophet. Oh, God's talking to him. Praise the Lord. He's hearing the voice of God. God calls him. Hallelujah. And God says to him, just as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. What was Moses? God's prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. God warns him. God gives him instruction for the people. God reveals stuff to him during the tenure of his administrative prophetic position as the charismatic leader of Israel, as he's taking them across the Jordan, as he's leading them into battle, as he's possessing the land, as he's dividing the land up and establishing, praise the Lamb of God, the Deuteronomic laws within, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the promised land. Because one of his major assignments were, when he came into the land, that he had to rehearse the laws of God in the ears of the people, that the Deuteronomic law had to be rehearsed in the ears of the people so that they could obey all the commandment of God. Hallelujah. I want us as prophetic people, as leaders, praise the Lamb of God, to hear this quiet, subtle, but yet impactful element concerning Joshua's leadership. Praise the Lamb of God. Rehearse this word in the ears of the people so that, praise the Lamb of God, they will obey all my word. Now, praise the Lamb of God, we as leaders must come to a place of recognizing, praise the Lamb of God, when we're giving the people what God wants them to have and when we're giving them what we want them to have. I threw something in there, praise the Lamb of God, that might not fit everybody's plate today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It may be something that looks a little alien to you, something mama put on your plate that you really didn't want to eat, but it's good for you. That's what I just dropped on your plate. Praise the Lamb of God. And yeah, because we must come to a place of understanding that everything that we serve up, because I go over to Reverend Bobo's church and I see something he's doing over here, so I want to bring it back to the Truth Church, and then I go down south to Edward Pierce Church and I see something there, I want to run back with it. God ain't told me to do none of this. God ain't told me to do none of this. I just think this will work at the Truth Church because it's working down there and it's working with them. When he didn't tell me, the Lord told him to do it. I do it at Truth and it hits the ground. It never takes. I waste time, effort, energy, and money in it. Why?
Because it wasn't his plan.
Because it was not in the plan and the will of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute, we got a caller. Let me see. Let me see who this is right here. Error code 904.
Yeah. How you doing, Pastor? My name is Aka.
And I was just how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm a minister of education for the Moorish government, and I teach law. And I was browsing on the Today Show, and I stopped over there, and I saw you. And I said, well, let me see what he's got to say this morning. And so I'm thoroughly enjoying myself and listening to you here. And that's what I wanted to say.
Well, bless you. I thank God you are tuning in with us here. Where are you from?
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
I know I see that 904 area code. That's why I asked you that. So you're 904 area code. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we're happy to have you. What ministry are you with down there? I know a lot of good brothers down there.
Well, I'm a minister of education for the Moorish government. And
okay.
My nationality is Moorish, and I teach law. And I also host a blog talk radio show at night. It's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to do a show tonight because I have a lot of good news. I've used the information and stuff that I have to cancel the mortgage on my home and the property taxes, and I got confirmation from the mortgage company and the county recorder's office yesterday letting me know that that was done. So that's the end of that. No more mortgage. And
well, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for having you here with us, man. And, you know, stay tuned with us. We're going to come back to you a little bit later. But I want to stay on this lesson line that you hear me teaching on. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Bless you. Bless you all the way down there in Jacksonville, Florida. All your McLaughlin and Diamond and all them boys down there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Calvary Baptist Church and all that. St. Thomas, Abyssinia. I used to preach at all them churches down there. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, O.J. out. Jay Levant used to be out there in Sweetwater, I believe, Clearwater. One of them, Sweetwater, Clearwater, Florida, somewhere out there, praising in the suburbs of Jacksonville. Yes, Lord. But this Joshua, praise the Lamb of God, let's get back on point. This Joshua was a dynamic leader, praise the Lamb of God, and he reveals a lot of good ethical elements that can be applied to our lives daily as leaders, praise the Lamb of God, as prophetic people that will help us to do a pleasing job in the eyes of God, praise the Lamb of God. Now you're looking in the eyes of men too much, but when it comes down to pleasing God and doing what God would have us to do, we must remember this always, praise the Lamb of God. I don't care who you are, where you come from, when it comes down to doing something for the Lord wants something unique. The Lord always, praise the Lamb of God, had a unique element about his people, praise the Lamb of God. And even our ministries have their particular and peculiar, praise the Lamb of God, way of operation that makes us stand out from the crowd, but at the same time, show the stamp of God upon us because we're not a copycat ministry, praise the Lamb of God. We're not copying off somebody else's ministry. We have a freshness about us. We have a uniqueness about us. That's one of the things, praise the Lamb of God, that I've heard over and over again about myself, and I'm not boasting or bragging in it, because of the fact that I had not been trained by a school of the prophets or anything of that nature. The Lord basically let me glean from my pastor when I was a boy who was a prophet, praise and flowed in the prophetic, and also my mother who flowed in the prophetic. I was around prophetic people, but I didn't have the opportunity to learn the prophetic, to copy anything from them or do things the way that they really did them. The thing that has been shared with me over and over again as I go into various ministries and prophesying and doing what I do is you're different. You're not like other prophets. You're different. You're not like other prophets. And at first I didn't know how to take that, but now, praise the Lamb of God, with some seasoning on me, I can appreciate them saying you're unique. Praise the Lamb of God. You're on point. You're solid, but you don't carry yourself like the rest of them and do what they do. And I found it was a compliment, praise the Lamb of God, and they were not trashing me or, you know, trying to scandalize me or anything. I'm saying that because, praise the Lamb of God, God has uniqueness in him, praise the Lamb of God. Even though the Bible said God does not change, he's the same today as he was yesterday, and tomorrow he does not change, praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, there is more about God that you don't know that you ever will learn, praise the Lamb of God. There is so much about God that we do not know, praise the Lamb of God, that we do not know. I'll say it again, that we do not know, hallelujah, until it would take 100 lifetimes to learn just enough, praise the Lamb of God, for you to feel like you really know him. And a lot of people say, oh, I know the Lord, I know the Lord. You know the measure of God that he allowed to be revealed to you, praise the Lamb of God. But that is a ocean, praise, with phantoms of depths that you have not explored in God. Hallelujah. I think David put it best when David said, who can know him? He's unsearchable. Praise the Lamb of God. Who can know the Lord? Hallelujah. The depths of him, the height, the circumference of him. Who can know an omnipresent God? Hallelujah. A God that's everywhere. Who can know an omniscient God? A God who knows all things about everything that there is to know about anything. He already knows it. And there's nothing new to him under the sun. Who can know him? Praise the Lamb of God. Who can find out this immutable God who know all things? Praise the Lamb. Know it all to the circumference of the magnitude that it can be known, and yet he cannot change because he has already examined all things that there is to examine, has already experienced everything that there is to experience, and know it all in its fullness. He knows the strings of hairs on your head by name and by number. He knows the fullness of everything. He knows stuff about us that we don't know about ourselves. I've never heard nobody name a string of hair on their head unless they named it great. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So therefore, when you see the width, the breadth, and the circumference of God, hallelujah, you have to know that there's something unique and fresh that God can reveal to you about you or the ministry that you're doing that will set you aside from others. Praise the Lamb of God, that will cause you to be what you need to be in this day and time. Praise the Lamb of God, without you assuming somebody else's identity every time you walk in the pulpit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I think that may be one of the problems in ministry, Shatwan, is that too many people are taking on and off their uniform and off their identity when they enter into the pulpit and into their ministry stage. They become somebody else that they really not.
Amen.
So while they're that person, they feel holy in everything. And then when they leave out of the pulpit, they're not that person no more, so they can go back to unholy and unrighteous living.
Come on now.
I might have stumbled up on something right here. Praise the Lord God. Hallelujah. So that may be the point, because when you see them in the pulpit, their demeanor change, their actions change, their verbiage change, their body language change, everything. When they come out of the pool, it changes again, like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And I don't know if that's a transformation of the Holy Spirit every time you start preaching, or is that you becoming somebody else?
I think it's them becoming somebody else, Prophet.
Yeah, I think sometimes we become somebody else, praise the Lamb of God, that we not, and then when we sit down before people and start talking to them, they start really seeing that you're not the person that you were a few minutes ago up there in that pulpit. Praise the Lamb of God. So we have to be very careful in our leadership mode and in our prophetic mode, people of God, because as the scriptures allows us to know, and as we know in society, just in our society, nobody likes a fake and a fraud. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Nobody likes a person who pretending to be something that they really not. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we have to be careful in that area and make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we are who we say we are. Joshua was confident in who he was, praise the Lamb of God, as he led the children of Israel and prepared them to go over the Jordan, as you see there, chapter 2, chapter 3. He hears the Lord tell him to get the people ready. And this is one of the areas that we struggle with as leaders when it comes down to preparing our people for the move of God. Is the Lord told them, sanctify the people. He told them to tell them, gave them a prescription of what to do. Praise, he said, because tomorrow I will do wonders in your sight. I will do great things in your sight. One of the things that we can't get the people of God to do is to sanctify themselves in this season that we live in. Praise the Lamb of God. We always have a half-house sanctification. You can call a fast, everybody not going to fast. You call prayer meeting, everybody not going to come to prayer meeting. You call solemn assembly, everybody ain't going to come. Whatever it is, you call church picnic, then you're going to have too many people. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, you have church picnic, praise the Lamb of God, and you only see 50 people on Sunday, you're going to have 150 out in the park. Praise the Lamb, we're ready for free food, fun, and games. But when it comes down to, praise the Lamb of God, getting us to sanctify ourselves, everybody coming in unison. In fact, now let me tell you something. The thing that I think helped Joshua to promote this level of sanctification that God demanded of him for the people was the fact that Joshua and the people had seen God do so much. Praise them. Remember, they're at Shittim. And at Shittim is where God decided to start making them work for their own. At Shittim, the heavens shut up. There was no more bread and butter coming down, sugar-coated. At Shittim, there was no more water coming from rocks. At Shittim, there was no more quails coming from the sea. The supernatural provision of God was over. God said, you got to get it for yourself now. I'm giving you a land that's flowing with milk and honey. The next thing is you're on the periphery of the land and you're not in it. Now, if you're going to eat tomorrow, you got to go possess the land. You got to go possess, hallelujah, what I have for you. Because I'm through, praise the Lamb of God, demonstrating my power to you every day. Now you got to trust me in another way. You got to trust me, praise the Lamb of God, to use you to do what needs to be done. Instead of you waking up in the morning, there's a pile of bread laying there for you. In the evening, your dinner is already cooked. Praise the Lord. So this is the way that God utilized Israel, praise the Lamb of God, in order to get them to possess the land, but he had to do it through that charismatic leader, which was Joshua. The prophet of God had to go before them and teach them how to sanctify themselves. He had to teach them, praise the Lamb of God, how to walk before the Ark of the Covenant, how to live before the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. He had to show them, praise the Lamb of God, what God wanted from them in order for the Jordan to be divided so they could cross over the Jordan. That we as prophetic people must come to a place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, that there are cycles and there are, praise the Lamb of God, stages within the technology of God or the system of God, that at various times when God want to move his people forward, we are the voice. We are the lifestyle. I'm trying to help you here, prophetess and prophets. I'm trying to help you here. We are the voice. We are the lifestyle. Leader, I'm trying to help you. Praise the Lamb of God. That God utilizes in order for his people to move forward. Praise the Lamb of God. If we're stagnant, if we're stuck, praise the Lamb of God, in a rut of depression, of oppression, of schizophrenia, bipolarism, if we're stuck, praise the Lamb of God, and can't go forward, then we never can take the people forward. Hallelujah. God get ready to take the people over. He comes to the prophet because he says, I will do nothing, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth that concerns my people unless I first, come on, talk to me, reveal it to my servants, the prophets. So he comes to the prophetic people to show them what he going to do. Hallelujah. He comes to the prophetic people and show them how he going to do it. But he also want to come and select prophetic people who he can do it through. The question is, are we on point? The question is, are we ready? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To go over this Jordan. Joshua, are you ready to go over this Jordan? For surely I'm ready to take the people over the Jordan. But are you ready to go over this Jordan? Because there's going to be some supernatural stuff that has to happen in order for you to go over this Jordan. Are you ready for me to divide the Jordan like I did the Red Sea? So you, because it's high tide. The banks are overflowing. There's no boat that's going to get you across.
Yeah.
So are you ready for me to do again what I did before to show you and the people that I'm with you as I was with Moses? So there's a conditioning, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophetic person that has to keep them in a, should I say, a reciprocal position to be able to receive from God as well as be respected of the people. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's a powerful situation right there, to be respected of the people in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that the people will see, sense, and know that God is with you. Hallelujah. I better say that again. That people will sense, see, and know that God is with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we, where our self-revelation needs to be. We have a caller. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 336, your mic is hot.
Yes, how you doing, my brother?
Yes, who's calling?
My name is Alameen.
Alameen, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, brother. I was sent back in the spirit just listening to you speak the word of God, and as I was listening, you know, it hit me in my heart that the Holy Spirit was confirming the things that it was speaking to me through you with the same confirmation, and everything that you were speaking was absolutely correct. I one of the problem is, man of God, is that there's not enough laborers in the vineyard that are willing to teach the people how to prepare themselves and present their bodies as a living sacrifice for the living God, because he is trying to come through his people. But his people, we are lost, you see. And he's raising up, though, in these days, of people that would go beyond the organized religion and the organized church and bring his people back in unto the Father, you see. So everything that you're saying was absolutely correct, and it was just hitting me in my spirit to just call and just, tell you guys that I love you guys and to let you know that we need more laborers in the vineyard like yourselves and like you, prophetess and prophet. We need more laborers in the vineyard that are willing to be willing.
Why is it that people will support the false, but they won't support what is real? What is real? You know, we teach and we labor, you know, day in and day out, 4 days a week here on the radio. We got another, you know, a Facebook page. We teach on that. We prophesy on there. We do all kinds of this, that, and another. And I just noticed, you know, the people like fake and fraud things, seem like. I understand it. They support anything that's will give them a few minutes a fix or a high or something. And that is solid and real teaching, they don't support. You know, and I don't understand that. It bothers me when I see the people of God so unsupportive of that's real and solid in their lives that will help them grow and develop into being something that they never dreamt they could be. And then the places where they go and where they sit, where they're receiving nothing, is the places and the people that they sow all their seeds to. And that's just, it's a mystery to me. Can you explain that to me?
They've fallen asleep. You see, they've fallen asleep. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit helps me out to understand, like I was speaking to another brother the other night, I was telling him that you have to give yourself a time. In this life, you have to give yourself a time, because the unholy one, the evil one, he comes and he overshadows us. And that's why I say you have to give yourself a time. Like if you or your wife, you get into an argument, we have to give ourselves a time to come out of that argument, whether or not that time be 33 seconds or 33 minutes or whether it be 3 hours. But we have to give ourselves a time, because if we don't give ourselves a time, then that thing can go on for about like a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, on into the night, wake up in the morning, and you or your wife or our wife or the husband still wake up with the same attitude from the yesterday. That's because he has been overshadowed and overpowered by the evil one, the god of this world. And that's what has happened to us in the church. After 2,000 years ago, after Jesus Christ died on the cross, he came back a couple of days later. He came back, and he was walking on the earth. He came back, and he was walking on the earth. And it says to me that he was walking with his disciples, and they was talking to a man. And as they was talking and walking, the man asked them, "Why are you so sad?" And as they was talking, they said, "No, you know what they have done to our Lord," not knowing that the one that they were speaking to was their Lord. So even they too, even after the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, have been put to sleep. And we have been put to sleep. I tell you, brother, the god of this world has overshadowed us and has really truly overpowered us as a whole, not just the people in the congregation, but the pastor in the pulpit. We know that that's not – I put it on my heart like this to say this. I know that it is not of God. I know with being in the right mind and being in the right identity, in the Christ identity that I am, I know that it's not right for a man who called himself to be a disciple and a follower of God, living in a 84-bedroom mansion with a $2.3 million mega church, and yet people around his own community are starving and hungry and poor. But yet he get up and he can get into his limousine, or he can get into his fine car and go to the church and don't have to ever worry about clocking in on nobody clock, making money from the people, and yet not giving back to the people to help them through their struggle and to help them through their problem. I know that that is not of God. And I want to thank our Heavenly Father that he's waking us up and waking more of us up. I don't care if it's the young or the elder, but he's waking all of us up to see that these people who are in the pulpit are the same people that were written about in the Bible that had corrupted our father's house. And now here we are in 2014, now we see with our own eyes that it has happened again. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Our father's house has been corrupted again by these false prophets and these false teachers.
Jesus warned us Jesus warned us there would be false prophets and that there would be false crises and that these things would take place as we approach the end times, that we would see these things even more and more. But,
you can know them. See,
right. And
is the ultimate way. Love is the ultimate answer. Love is the ultimate key. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Love puts an end to all your sin. No matter how much you sin, love will put an end to it all. Love. The one thing that troubles me, Pastor, is that these men are not presenting to us what love is all about. When the mother
they present love of self. You know, when you love yourself, then everything is about you. When you love God, everything is about God. I mean, that's just like a man. You see a man, his woman is dressed up. She got on the prettiest clothes. She's got on the latest fashion, and he's standing there and look like he dressed back in time somewhere because he spent all his money on his woman. He put his money on where his heart is. His heart is on his woman.
Yeah.
His heart ain't on himself. But then when you see it in the reverse, then you say, how come he won't buy her some clothes? Because his heart is on him. So it's easy to take. Jesus gave us that revelation. He said, where your treasures are, that's where your heart will be also. That's where your heart is where your treasures are. So we see that, you know, coming together. But this is a good conversation. I hope and pray that you stay with us, you know, throughout like the rest of the remainder of this week and next week, because this is a part of the programming that is coming up, and that is Praise the Lamb of God, Will the Real Church Stand Up? And we're going to have a segment on that also for about a week or so, and I would love for you to join us doing that. But I want to get back to this Joshua thing because we only got a few more minutes, and I want to wrap this up for the people because I promised them that I would teach on this. So just bear with us, okay, brother? But I thank you for being here.
I sure will, brother. I love you guys.
Thank you, man. So that was very good. But I just want to say, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to our ministries, our churches, and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, and leadership, we're going to have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of being what God desires us to be. And I accept if God has called us, then he has called us to something, and he has called us from something. And whatever he has called us from has to be forsaken, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And this is a struggle. And y'all better listen to me now because I'm telling you the truth. This is a struggle within the framework of the community of faith. What we have been delivered from, praise the Lamb of God, what God has called us from and what God has called us to, sometime in our walk to, we start backsliding from what we've been called from, praise the Lamb of God. And that selfish, independent nature, which is sin, that selfish, independent nature start rising up again in us. And Satan has a broad way of manipulating you into becoming who you was with the disguise of Christianity or Christ-likeness on you. And He does that many times through allowing people to mistreat you. He does that many times by allowing you to suffer in some ways that you don't think you deserve it. And so then you become turned into yourself at trying to satisfy yourself and get what you think you deserve and what you feel you need because you start looking around at others. Now, this brother could just got put on hold. He talks about a ministry with $2.3 million edifice and a house with 86 rooms in it and this, that, and another, and blah, 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 blah. Well, I could look at that and say, that's really what I deserve. I should have something like that, blah, 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 and then become tuned in to myself to be driven after those things and things like that. Or I can look and say, you know what God has called me to does not demand that. I wouldn't have time to be in 86 rooms. I probably wouldn't get into about three or four of them, and the other 70-something would be sitting there vacant, or 80-something, because I don't spend that much time at home. Praise the Lord, because I've always gone. But I'm just saying, we have to, as Joshua's, as prophetic people, as prophets and prophetess, walking in this latter-day anointing and outpouring of God, we must allow the Lord to be the blesser and not us blessing ourselves. Hello, light bulbs. You notice when they go into the promised land, watch this now. Now, this is going to mess some of you all up. I'm going to mess with your head for a couple of minutes here. Praise the Lamb of God. When they go into the promised land, praise the Lamb of God, Joshua is the divider of the promised land. He gives each tribe. You read that now. It's right there in Joshua, in the book of Joshua. He gives in Numbers. He gives each tribe their section of land in the promised land. After they then conquered the promised land, he's the conqueror. He divides up the land. He gives the tribe of Manasseh some land. He gives Naphtali some land. He gives Judah some land. He gives Benjamin some land. He gives Gad some land. But when he comes to Levi, he gives them no inheritance. He gives them no inheritance. Hallelujah. Because they are to be the priest. They are to be the servants of God. And so therefore, he gives them no land to work, he says, because you will not have time to work the land if you're going to do God's will. Hello, light bulbs. If you're going to do God's will, then you're not going to have time to do all this other stuff. And therefore, praise the Lamb of God, watch this now, God has established that when the people, everybody hear this because this is biblical, when the people bring their tithes into the storehouse, when the people give their offerings, and you look at the offerings and the tithes and stuff, this portion is to be given to the priest. This portion is to be given to the priest. This belongs to the priest. When you cook this, this portion belongs to the priest. When you do this, this portion belongs to the priest of the offerings because they do not have an inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this will sustain them. So the sustaining power of God is there for us, praise the Lamb of God. But I'm going to tell you this, and this is something we can get into also at a later date, and that is the average church are doing wrong with their tithes and offering.
Come on now. You can say that.
They're not doing it according to the mandate of the Bible.
Hmm.
They're literally sinning because they're misappropriating the funds of God.
Yes.
The way God told them to utilize the tithes and the offering. And you need to go in your Bible and study it. And somebody needs to stand up sometime and say, you know, we're not doing right, and we're never going to be blessed with the wrong system. How God going to bless you when you're doing it wrong? We have to get it right, do it right according to commandments of God for the blessing of God to be returned upon us. And this is a problem that's been existing for years and years and years and years because no one has stood up and said, this is wrong. We are fearful of troubling the biblical waters. We are fearful, praise the Lamb of God, of troubling our churches, of upsetting boards and rules that have been set in place for a number of years. It's wrong. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And no right can come out of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Only strife and struggle will come out of what's wrong and eventually death. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that's an area we need to look in. It was a very important area for Joshua. We read over it like it's nothing because a lot of people don't like to read the book of Numbers and stuff because it's the numbering of the people, it's the dividing up in the land. But all of these things had purpose. All of it had a process. All of it had a pattern to complete, praise the Lamb of God, the 12 tribes of Israel so that they could reflect heaven, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm. Hallelujah. God gave them all kinds of gifted men and women in those tribes that had their particular skills to do their particular things for the edification, if you would, the building up of Israel for, praise the Lamb of God, the survival of Israel. They leaned and depend on each other for everything. For everything, praise the Lamb of God. They didn't have to go out of Israel to do any shopping of anything. It was right there in the house. It was right there amongst the 12 tribes, praise the Lamb of God, to get anything they wanted. Anytime you saw Israel going anywhere to get anything from anybody, it was a famine in the land. And God was mad at them then because they didn't turn to God. Hallelujah. And said, Lord, we need your help. We're lacking. They went to their allies, and it always made God mad. Woe to you who go down to Egypt for help. That's what the Bible says. Praise the Lamb of God. Woe to you that go to the Assyrians. These people had you in bondage, and now you're going to them for help.
Come on now.
Cry out unto me. That's what the Lord told Israel to do. Cry out unto me, and I will hear thee. Cry out unto me, and I will bless thee.
Yeah.
I will make way for thee. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That we have to come to a place of recognizing when we see, praise the Lamb of God, these men and these women in position, in prophetic position, that many times is spill over into the political, many times is spill over into the civil and the social order of our system. Praise the Lamb of God. But we must reverence God and the anointing, praise the Lamb of God, that he has placed upon men. Joshua, and we're wrapping it up, but Joshua, in his concluding of his, after he even got old and everything, a generation rises up who know not Joseph, who know not Moses, and knew not the struggle, praise the Lamb of God, of the 40 years that it took them plus of the Egyptian experience to get to the promised land. They just enjoying the promised land. A generation rose up that knew not the Lord. That's what it said. A generation rose up that knew not the Lord. I dare you to look around at your generation that you're living in. I dare you to look at the generation that's rising up right now. A generation rose up that knew not the Lord, neither the ways of the Lord.
Yes.
Come on, light bulb.
Come on now.
And Joshua comes with a stern decision question to the people of God. Choose you this day the God you will serve. How long will you straddle the fence? But as for me and my house,
yes, God,
we will serve the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. That has to be our stance as prophetical people in the prophetical culture that God is developing for us. Your house, your stance have to be where God stands. You don't have a right to play this game of compromise. Well, I know, you know, you that way and this, that, because everything that go on under your roof, you're responsible for it. And if it don't line up with God, get it from under your roof. I said it, I'll say it again. Everything that goes on under your roof, you're responsible and made accountable for if you're the head of that house.
Yes, God.
And you can compromise all you want to satisfy people that's under your roof. But there is only one compromise for you.
We will.
We will serve the Lord. And this foolishness is not going on in this house. This wickedness is not going on in this house. This sinfulness is not going on in this house. As for my house, we gonna serve. No, you're not gonna lay around here while I'm going to worship. You getting up and you going. Or you going to somewhere else to live. As for me and my house.
Hallelujah.
Don't like me now.
Lord,
I knew it was going to be across the line in the sand right now. Now I didn't went to, I know I'm meddling now, right? No, I'm telling you the truth. I ain't meddling, I'm telling you the truth. Because this is the problem with us. We're compromisers to this society. That's why the world has no respect for us as believers and as the church, because we don't stand for nothing.
Come on now.
We have compromised with them in their dress. We come to church looking just like them. We live just like them. We act just like them. We do what they want to, and then we say we got Jesus. The porn star's doing it now.
Come on now.
They got porn star awards now. Just like the Grammys. And the porn star industry is getting on television thanking God for their sexual, illicit, corrupt, unclean activity.
Preach the word today.
Because they don't fear God, they don't fear the church, they don't fear the prophet, they don't fear none of that. Because we are weak. And we are weak because we don't stand for nothing.
Nope.
We compromise everything. But as for me and my house. Hello, light bulbs.
Hello.
We will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I thought I'd conclude on that note. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Ain't no two women laying up in my house together. I don't care if it's my daughter and her best friend. I say it. Ain't no two men laying up in my house together. Hello, light bulbs.
Well, you better preach today.
It ain't happening here. I don't care if it's my beloved son. It ain't happening here. You love somebody that much, that means you don't love God as much.
Mm.
Hallelujah. The lines are open for questions and answers. We got a few minutes. If anybody have questions, answers, comments, the line is open. Praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your dial, and you can ask the question, comment any way you want to. Praise the Lamb of God. We have a few minutes. Other than that, praise the Lamb of God. We solicit you to support our ministry, psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God, if you would, to be a blessing so that we can stay on the air, continue this ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. You can do that, psmintl.org, and you will see a seed sowing button or donation button there on our website, psmintl.org. You can join us on Facebook under Prophet Shakespeare Ministries. Join our Facebook page. There's plenty of inspiration, prayers. Praise the Lamb of God. We have a focus every day. Today is our testimony day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. On our page every day. It changes. The focus changes every day. And you can be a part of that. We also have our Thursday night. Now on Thursday night will be our prayer call. Just before our prophetic flow. Thursday nights we'll start our prayer call, Praise the Lamb of God, at 10 o'clock p.m. from 10 to 10:30, and then our prophetic flow will begin at 12 o'clock, at 11 o'clock on our page, Eastern Standard Time. All of this is Eastern Standard Time. We're also organizing some new, Praise the Lamb of God, and fresh prayer calls, Praise the Lamb of God, and we are going to push until we are able to have a 24-hour prayer call, Praise the Lamb of God, so you can call in 24 hours a day, praying, interceding, Praise the Lamb of God, for you, you, and you across the world, Praise the Lamb of God. We also are working diligently, Praise the Lamb of God, to start our school. Praise the Lamb of God, our online school. I think that is going to be a blessing to some countless thousands of people as we continue to teach and train in the area of the prophetic. But some want to walk in the hall of scholarship and receive the certifications and certificates, diplomas, and then also to be consecrated into that position, which that's going to take more than just attending a school. Is going to have to take the acceptance of the ministry oversight that you're under to be able to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to know that we're looking and praying for new and innovative ways to bring a ministry to you. We want to even start a Saturday teaching, Praise the Lamb of God, where we have our article on our page. I want to really make that a blog, a talk show. We talk about it on the page, and then we can talk about the same article on the blog radio show here on Saturday, Praise the Lamb of God. So hear voices and interact and question, and then we can have a moderator of someone who can explain even more explicitly, along with the person who has produced the article. I think that will be a beautiful thing also. Then we want to launch our, of course, our young adult youth, Praise the Lamb of God ministry. We want to launch that also, Praise the Lamb, so that we can reach more and more young people, Praise the Lamb of God, for Christ Jesus, to help change a generation. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about what God is doing with you and for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I still encourage those of you who have not yet paid your first fruits, Praise the Lamb of God, to obey God in this. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is something, you know, we just finished talking about. We always have to pray over doing what the words say do, when the word is not going to change after you pray. So you just have to do it because it ain't going to change. You don't have to pray over doing what the words say do. Praise the Lamb of God. It's about you doing it. How much do you love God? How obedient are you, Lord? And is your substance, do you praise God with your substance? Do your substance belong to God? Then if God has asked and you want to be blessed, then praise the Lamb of God. This is the way for your blessings to flow in this season through your first fruit. Praise the Lamb of God. So you want to make sure you do that. I love you. I bless you. Hallelujah. I'm excited about your future. Can't wait till tomorrow for our praise and worship. And then we're going on with another prophet or prophetic person in our teaching. I hope this has been a blessing to you today. Share with somebody that they can listen to this lesson at night, in the middle of the night. The archives are here. Praise the Lamb of God. When we go off in about 30 minutes, this will be prepared and ready for them to listen to this evening, tonight, this afternoon, and all of our shows that we've done. So they can still get this information if they weren't able to listen during it, the airtime in our archives. I love you. I bless you. Be blessed now. And I know God is changing all of us and making us all.
Here to stay. My sins have been forgiven.